It's the Rosie on the House Show.
So I had the perfect question and tie-in and transition. I still can't remember what it was. I'm that thought is long gone. In 1 year, out
you
the other, and we're on down the road
today. As you're driving home,
I apologize for the DNA problem you've got there, bud.
I cannot remember for the life of me, but I will say,
but it was good.
Oh, it was great. It was radio classic. It was going to be one for the animal. For the best of. But I will say, at the I enjoyed the JW Marriott. That place is monster. I mean, the size of that ballroom, and we're walking on, and as I'm walking out, it still says Grand Ballroom over here. So that, I'm guessing that wasn't even the biggest ballroom they had to offer.
No, one on
that
the other side.
Monster.
Yeah, it's quite a property.
Huge.
Quite a property. Yeah, and Clark Moody, who's the head grounds guy of the grounds, just fabulous job and very innovative. Lots of different, you know, thinking out of the box. There's plants there that nobody thinks of using in their planter beds and color beds and that sort of thing. So kudos to him.
And you got to stay there because guest speakers got a room, so you took advantage of that.
Yeah,
nice.
Had a little staycation.
How were the
rooms? 6 blocks
from
your house.
Yeah,
you could have walked home.
They had a little after party, and they needed a folding table. I said, "Well, if you can't find one, I can go home and get it. It'd take me about 10 minutes."
That's a staycation right there.
Oh, funny. Very good. Were the rooms nice?
They are very nice. Everything's nice. The service. I would go back in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to maybe reach out to them. They might be a staycation candidate because it was a nice facility.
Yeah, right here in your backyard, and we forget about those places. And, you know, and that's one of them. There's a bunch of them. We have all these world-class resorts that people from all over the world come to in the wintertime to take advantage of.
And we drive by them 100 times a
week. Drive by
them
and never even go in and look. And they had kids. They've got a big lawn area. They had lawn games. They got misters. We sat outside and watched the Diamondbacks game last night and had a drink, and it was fantastic.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. What are our final takeaways from today? We're going into fall. There's really nothing we can't be doing.
Well, you know, it's, you know, because of the temperatures, even though we're going into fall, it's still a little warm to be planting some things, but we should be getting ready, especially vegetable gardens. We had a caller at the very beginning of the show, still kind of hanging on to that summer stuff. Man, if you don't have space, then you're just watering stuff you're going to get rid of anyway. Let's tear it out. Let's get that soil ready. Let's get some compost and some organic material and some fertilizer and gypsum. And let's start getting that soil ready, because technically from seed, you could start planting right now. If you go out on the outskirts of town and watch what's happening in Yuma and those places, the farmers have started planting. You know, they're starting to sow seeds. They're getting their ground ready. They're tilling. They're disking. They're working. They're doing exactly what we just talked about doing on a very large scale. So it's time to start getting ready so that when that magic day occurs, and I usually tell people, when you walk outside and it feels fairly comfortable to you, it's probably a good time to plant. So that generally just kind of is overnight, and then you're not ready. So be ready. Take a couple weekends. Take this long weekend. Get going. The other thing is then start watching for things like we talked about, Tacoma caterpillars and spider mites and aphids and the different critters that might be chewing on your landscape material, because fall is when we see lots of, especially caterpillars on things, and you'll get those on your vegetable gardens too. So really be careful and cognizant and aware of what's going on in your garden. The nights are shorter, longer, probably start throttling back a little on that watering. By the way, my water bill is $100 less this last month over last year.
Congratulations.
Oh, year over year, month to month.
Month to month.
Awesome.
Year over year, $100 less.
What was the change?
It's watered less.
You didn't take out the front lawn?
No, it probably doesn't look quite as good as it did. But, you know, just keeping on top of leaks. I had a little leak in the pool line that was going to the filter. Was weeping a little bit, you know, fix that. You know, just kind of staying. You just don't realize how much water stuff like that. You know, it's on all night long, every day. You know, a little bit of water is a lot of water at the end of the month. So, yeah, and, you know, just kind of, you know, I kind of took my own advice. I sit here and tell people, you know, it's summer. You know, we don't have to have the great. You're not out there enjoying your backyard lawn anyway. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to keep it looking okay, but I'm not going to worry that it's not great in the summertime. And so I just didn't crank the water up so it looks like a golf course, because you're looking at it through the kitchen window. And then I got to mow it. So just kind of took a medium strain on, you know, kept it well-fed, kept it green, but, you know, it's probably not quite as luxuriant.
Very good.
Well, we appreciate your time as always, Mr. Harper. And
fun to be here.
We'll catch you. Let's see. Next week is the second week of the month, so we'll be talking trees with John Eisenhower. And then we'll have you back on the third week of the month. And then the fourth week is the urban farming with Greg Peterson. And he'll actually be at his broadcasting live from his Great American Seed Up. If you're looking for something to plant and looking for heirloom seeds, the Great American Seed Up, you can find more about that in our community calendar at Rosie on the House. Just click on events and you'll see right there the Great American Seed Up. That is $7 a ticket, and it's worth the drive if you're not in the Phoenix metro area. It's at the North Phoenix Baptist Church, and Greg's expecting about 500, but they have room for 2,000. I guess that's a pretty big auditorium there.
Great timing. Yeah, about the end of September. That's about when it's really going to start breaking to plant.
Fantastic. That wraps up the Outdoor Living Hour. We've got the open hour coming up at 9 o'clock. If you've got a project you're in the middle of, trying to get started or trying to finish, then that's the opportunity for you to give us a ring right here at Rosie on the House. At 10 o'clock, we've got my good friend Don Breeze coming in, the Gentle Giant. We'll be talking about interior painting right here at Rosie on the House. Next 2 hours are for you, the Arizona homeowner.